You're listening to Artitude, a podcast with artists created and produced by Detlef Schlick, a visual artist and ritual designer, living and loving in West Cork, and best known for his essay about the cause and effect of shamanism, art and digital culture. Working in the field of performance, photography, painting, sound, installations, and film, he will dive and discover with us and a weekly creative guest into the unknown and exciting deep ocean of the creative mind.
Up to the sky!
Yeah!
Paint up into the universe!
Yeah, okay.
And I see my lights like a shine.
Say everything can be replaced, yet every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man upon the ear. Standing next to me in the snowy crowd is a man whose will is not to blame. All day long I hear him shout out loud, crying out that he was framed.
Any day now, I shall be free. Special. Special
life.
Release.
Super.
Lovely.
Hello and welcome to Artitudes. Today's episode is deeply personal and poignant. We just opened with a song from a special gathering last summer, which we affectionately call the Kitchen Session. This song and the memories it holds celebrates the spirit of my dear friend and artistic collaborator Corinna Thornton, whose recent passing has left a big impact on all who knew her. In this song, alongside Corinna and myself, were Dirk Schlömer leading with his compelling vocals, Thomas Wiegand setting the rhythms on drums, and a group of our close friends who brought every note to life. I will share stories of our adventures together in art, reflecting on the incredible impact she had on my life and the lives of many others. I see it like it was yesterday. It all started back in 2012, on that fateful December day when the world was rumored to end according to the Mayan calendar. Amidst widespread speculations of an impending apocalypse, I was inspired to craft an artistic response that would symbolize resilience and hope. I designed a performance piece that would unfold on the serene shores of Shirkin Island, a deliberate choice for its natural beauty and isolation, which added a poignant backdrop to our narrative of renewal and continuity. The performance was meticulously planned to involve the community and harness the collective energy of artists and observers alike. I spread the word through posters in West Cork, inviting everyone to participate in what I envisioned as a transformative experience. The concept was simple yet profound. I would be covered in seaweed, symbolizing rebirth and connection to nature, and would lie on a canvas, on a large canvas, actually on a 10-meter canvas. Participants were to throw specially prepared paints over me, each color charged under moonlight to enhance its vibrancy and spiritual significance. After being painted, I was to be dragged across the canvas towards the sea, leaving behind a trail of colors that mingled with the natural elements, creating a living artwork. That was my basic idea, and on the ferry to the island, I met Corinna and Mick. So I was introduced to Corinna and her family. Her enthusiasm, the way she immediately agreed to participate and take on a role of covering me with paint, her face all alight with excitement. She had brought her two sons, their faces already painted, ready to partake in the day's artistic venture. Mick, the father of these two sons, had his camera already captured every moment, securing a visual memory of what would become a cornerstone of our enduring friendship and collaboration. The community's involvement was pivotal. They were not mere spectators, but integral contributors to the artistic tableau. They helped roll out the canvas, anchoring it against the whims of the wind, while filling plastic bottles with stones collected from the shore to create a symphony of rattling sounds. A raw, primal music that echoed the natural surroundings. Amidst this orchestral chaos, Thomas Wiegand, my house shaman, I call him sometimes like this, found his rhythm drumming on a canister, each beat punctuating the air with the promise of something transformative. Pim, the fire starter, was there igniting sparks, not just literally but metaphorically, energizing the crowd with his dynamic presence. Suzanne, steadfast and focused, took on the role of the dragger, her actions connecting each phase of the performance as she pulled the painted canvas, making the collective artwork flow towards the sea, capturing every moment of this ephemeral art, where Owen and Alex, the filmographers, their cameras weaving through the crowd, ensuring that no pulse of creativity went unrecorded. Corinna's spontaneous commitment to the main performance task, covering me with paint, was a moment of instant understanding and connection. We had never rehearsed, yet there was an implicit trust and a shared vision that made this one of the greatest performances of my life. Her intuitive grasp of the moment and what needed to be done enriched the performance immeasurably, her vibrant strokes on the canvas adding depth in the visual narrative we were all creating together. This collective art of creation, enriched by the sounds, actions, and collaborative spirit of everyone involved, turned the performance into a profound social sculpture. It underscored that the process, the shared experience of creating something larger than ourselves, was just as significant as the final artistic outcome. This act was not merely about artistic expression, it was a ritualistic celebration of life's continuities and the unexpected turns we often encounter. The dragging motion across the canvas symbolized the journey of life, unpredictable, colorful, and intertwined with the natural world. It was a visual and physical manifestation of humanity's resilience, our capacity to create beauty and meaning even in the face of mythical destruction. The community's involvement was crucial. They were not mere observers, but active participants. They helped roll out the canvas and secure it in place, creating a rattling sound with stones collected in plastic bottles, adding a dynamic auditory element to the scene. Meanwhile, Corinna skillfully added layers of paint, each stroke representing the collective fears, hopes, and dreams of those gathered. This collective act of creation transformed the performance into a social sculpture, emphasizing that the process was as significant as the final artistic outcome. In retrospect, the performance was a reaffirmation of life's beauty and resilience, a celebration of the bonds that unite us in the face of adversity. It served as a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there is light to be found in the shared laughter of friends, in the vibrant use of a painted canvas, and in the enduring spirit of creativity that dwells within us all. Over the years, Corinna became an integral part of my art. She was always ready to embrace every wild new idea I had. From stage performances where we painted life on canvas to intricate film projects where she played critical roles, each project was a testament to her vibrant energy and unwavering support. During my studies in visual arts, I embarked on an exploration of transhumanism through art, profoundly transforming my perspective and artistic expression. This journey culminated in a visual essay in three parts titled Transaudience Tragedy. In this series, Corinna Thornton played a pivotal role as the last human, a protagonist we've established already in our first video essay 2 years before with the same title, The Last Human. Her performance brilliantly depicted the human condition in an era dominated by transhumanist ideologies. Later, Transaudience Tragedy is a film installation and artistic performance that delves into the emerging phenomenon of transhumanism in our digital age. The character Transaudience, whom I portrayed, represents a mythical figure and a contemporary symbol of transhumanism. The journey of Transaudience is depicted as a triptych, inviting viewers to witness the transformation from human to transhuman. Corinna's role was crucial. Her talent for spontaneous performance and her ability to vividly bring characters to life enhanced the project's depth and authenticity. In the second part of the series, she portrayed a human addicted to technology, reflecting the increasing entanglement of our lives with digital advancements. This portrayal was not just a character role, but symbolized the very essence of the last human, someone on the brink of a transformative fusion with technology. The third part featured an unrehearsed live performance with a 10-meter canvas hanging from a large tree in Clonakilty. In this setting, I, Transaudience, dragged runes across the canvas while Corinna painted zeros and ones, symbolizing the binary foundation of our digital realities. This act vividly showcased her ability to capture and express visionary moments, offering an unfiltered glimpse into a potential future shaped by our technological choices. This performance series was an extension of the World Saving Art performance, where I first met Corinna. Our initial collaboration during that performance set the stage for a deeper exploration of these themes, making Transodin's tragedy a profound continuation of our artistic journey together. So I am immensely grateful for having had Corinna as a collaborator. Her involvement deeply enriched the project, which was ultimately inspired by her portrayal in The Last Human. Her performance in Transodin's tragedy demonstrated an authentic visionary moment, showing how she envisioned the future and the last stages of human transformation in the face of overwhelming technological integration, especially the third part, unrehearsed. This video installation was longlisted for the 2016 RDS Visual Arts Awards, recognizing its innovative approach and critical examination of contemporary issues. The support from Corinna's partner Mick, a street performer himself, was invaluable. His understanding and encouragement were integral to her ability to fully engage with and contribute to this complex and challenging project. For those interested in viewing Transodin's tragedy and learning more about our creative process, I will include all relevant links in my description. Please do not hesitate to ask questions about our artistic journey. I'm eager to share more insights in one of my upcoming podcasts. I'm immensely grateful for having had Corinna as a collaborator. Her involvement deeply enriched the project, which was ultimately inspired by her portrayal in The Last Human. One of the most poignant memories I have is planning our last performance together, which was conceived during a particularly challenged time for Corinna. Upon hearing that she was suffering from cancer and had undergone surgery, I thought of a way to uplift her spirits through our art. Knowing her interest in exploring new artistic mediums and her lack of experience with tattooing, I proposed a performance that would not only integrate this new form, but also resonate with our history of creating ritualistic art. The idea was to design a ritual that embodied our journey together, melding the organic with the technological. She embraced the idea enthusiastically. We discussed the logistics and she instructed me to order the necessary tattoo equipment and practice pads. I began designing the tattoo, a snail and falling leaves intertwined with circuitry, circuit boards, symbolizing the merging of organic life and technology. This design was meant to reflect our intertwined path and the seamless fusion of nature and tech in our artistic expressions. As I sent her my designs, I was unaware of how weakened she had become. She mentioned that completing the tattoo might take a while, to which I optimistically replied that by the time the tattoo was finished, she would be healed. This statement was both a hope and a metaphor for recovery, tying her potential healing to the completion of our art piece. Unfortunately, her illness progressed more rapidly than expected, making it impossible for us to bring the vision to life. The planned performance was supposed to be a powerful ritual, marking not only a new artistic exploration, but also a poignant moment of personal and creative healing. This unfulfilled project remains a testament to our shared creative vision and the deep personal connections that our art had fostered over the years. As I reflect on these moments, I am reminded of the profound impact Corinna had not only on my life, but on the community we built together. Her creative spirit and boundless energy were a gift to us all. I find solace in knowing that her legacy will continue to inspire through the art we created together, which can still be viewed and felt, a lasting echo of her vibrant soul.
We did it! We
So as I say goodbye for now, I invite you to revisit our last summer performance together. A spontaneous session in my kitchen during my birthday with music and laughter filling the air. Corinna's voice harmonizing beautifully. It's these moments that I hold dear reminders of the joy and artistry that Corinna brought into our life. Thank you for listening, and may we all find moments of beauty and artistry to brighten our path. Dear Corinna, have a great time wherever you are now, and I'm sure that we will meet somehow where atoms reside.
Up to the sky,
yeah.
Goes the paint, up into the universe.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Please, because I don't have it completely now, so I don't want to disturb. Break.
Oh, I don't mind, that's okay, I can jam.
It's an A minor? I guess it's an A minor.
Go on, give me a little round.
Yeah.
such a lovely face. We're living up in the Hotel California. Let's have
You have listened to Artitude, West Cork's first art, fashion and design podcast. Artitude, never so close again.
Up to the sky.
Yeah.
Goes the paint up into the universe.
Yeah. We did it again. We saved them again.
Crown chakra, I love. Yeah.